There's a famous story of the Brisker Rav on a Tainus. In general, the Briskers were known for Chumras, yet when it came to Pikuach Nefesh, they were very lenient. I think they asked Rav Chaim, "You guys are always so machmir, why are you so meiko when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos?" So the famous line of Rav Chaim is, "No, I'm not meiko on Hilchas Shabbos, I'm machmir in Hilchas Pikuach Nefesh." So there's a famous, so they're very concerned about health. And different stories, they were much more meiko in terms of being mechalel Shabbos, or actually in other areas about eating on a fast day. So in fact, as a maisa, someone came over to the Brisker Rav on one of the fast days and said, "You know, I'm not really feeling so well. What do you think? Do I have to fast?" He said, "No. No, you should eat, don't fast." And for whatever reason, he didn't listen to the Brisker Rav, the different versions. He went to another Rav who told him not, he should fast, or whatever the Matthias was, doesn't make a difference. He ended up deciding not to eat. And he happened to daven at the minyan. He was at Mincha with the Brisker Rav. So the Gabbai was going to give him an aliyah. Usually the Brisker Rav didn't speak up and make a macha about who should get an aliyah, who shouldn't. But he said, no. He told the Gabbai, or he told the person, "You can't get an aliyah." He said, "No, it's okay. I ended up fasting today." So the Brisker Rav said, "No, it's not okay. Al pi din, you're not fasting. You're just not eating." In other words, what's the pshat in the Brisker Rav hold that you have, in order to be mechuyav the tainus, you have to be mechuyav in the tainus. The fact that someone goes in deli doesn't eat, that doesn't give it the shame tainus. That's why perhaps maybe that's the pshat for the svardim, or that's the pshat when you're a tainus yochid. It's not enough. You can't just, I can't just fast during the day. This happened, I don't plan it. I just end up not eating the whole day. And I said, okay, I'll count it as a fast day. But a Kabbalah, a tainus yochid, you need a Kabbalah to take on. The meeting among the Sephardim is the Shabbos before. For us Ashkenaz on the, let's say, Asar B'Tevis, Yudzayin Tamas, we don't have to take a Kabbalah. We assume it's considered, it's one of the Dalet Somas Ksuvim, we're Mechuyev, whether it's the Minag Mechuyev, we're Mechuyev to fast. If you hold, like the Rambam, that you're chayev to volunteer, but there is no minig mechaving you, so then you have to do a Kabbalah's tainus, or on a regular Kabbalah. So what do you need a, what's the difference? If I'm fasting, I'm fasting. No, so you're like someone who just didn't eat that day, but you don't have the chalo shame of a fast day. That's what the Brisker Rav was saying, and that's why, I guess, the shayla is someone ate by mistake, and now he's not eating. So unless you want to tie it to the Brisker Rav held, that's it. Once you didn't care if you ate, you didn't discuss if you eat by mistake. You saw someone who, so let's say if you are mechuyev in the fast and you ate by mistake, so, and then, but I'm not eating afterwards, so what's enough to get an aliyah? I'm not eating, so I don't violate the issur of eating on a tainus, or I need the assay, which maybe perhaps is a 24-hour period. But in fact, that's why kasha is. There's a famous avidrom that be'etzem ayom hazeh, that if the Beis Yosef doesn't know where he got it from, that if asur b'tevis fell out on Shabbos, you'd be mechuyev to eat. The shaila is. And this whole discussion, what's the pshat, the chasim sofer, it's like a tainus chalom, it's something ha'asid, that today's the day where you just, Kachadish Baruch will decide if the Beis HaMikdash should be built or not, so therefore you have that, so therefore it's a tainus on the future, so you can fast. Which I was, what do you mean, what's the problem? Last I checked, Asar B'Tevis, at least, you know, Bizman HaZeh, is that's the Ramban in Torah. So maybe all these fasts originally were 24 hours, but Bizman Hazeh, they're only in the morning, even though maybe that's a whole separate discussion, saying Anenu, some Rishonim, they say Anenu even a Mayrav, because it's a Yom Tzom Tam, it's a Yom Tam. So the Shaila is, Shabbos starts Friday night, so who's fasting? I'm not fasting, I'll eat Friday night, and then I won't eat Shabbos lunch. So apparently we see from this halacha that you don't have the shame tainus. Apparently you can fast. So it's not enough that you can't fast 24 hours, you can't assign a period where you can't fast. So we see from here that even if I say I'm not going to eat for like 12 hours, that seems, it gets to the shame tainus, and therefore it's a problem on Shabbos. So we see, a tainus could be less than 24 hours. It gets into the issue of merely not eating. Is there an issue to eat, or it's just to fast? In fact, perhaps also this could be a discussion. Someone's flying. I say Asara Batavis, Yuzai and Thomas. Let's say you set up the scenario where you leave you leave on Yuzai and Thomas or Asara Batavis. So you fly out at night after the tainus didn't begin, but it's the fast day, and you fly somewhere, you cross over the international dayline, the time, so when you fly there's no time in the There was no time when you're on the plane that it was morning where you were, that you were mechayev in the fast. So, if you did that, you don't have to fast. But the shaila is there any inyan not doing that? Like, is there anything wrong? Like, if that shayidavka lechatchila set it up that way, or is it even lechatchila? That could depend if there's an iser, if it is an iser not to eat, so. Like selling your chametz. If the issur is you don't want to violate by your rabbi yamata, so by hook or by crook, we'll let you do a harama. But if it's a mitzvah's asay, a kiyam matayna, so then you're putting yourself in a situation where you're not going to be able to do a mitzvah. To avoid a los asay is an issue. That could be part of the issue in terms of whether it's even lechatchila. If it's a shame tainus, a mitzvah's assay, so then one maybe should not look at chila, put yourself in a situation where you can't fulfill the kiyam tainus. So that's the famous story with the Briska Rav. There's a big difference between merely not eating. Someone could not eat a whole day, or doesn't mean he's fasting. He's just merely not eating. For fasting, it has to be midin haTorah. That the Torah tells me that it's a mitzvah asay, and to get a kiyum hatainis. Like I think it was this famous story with the Briska Rav and maybe Yechezkel Abramsky. They were walking, and I think it was Yechezkel Abramsky. Look, how could it be? It's daylight out. It's still. How could the Gras say? Or how could it still be? How could it be Laila? So the Briska Rav said, we don't look at the sky to determine halacha. We look at the Shulchan Aruch. We look at the Rishonim and the Gemaras to determine that. The Briskas are very into halachic definitions. Like in terms of Nir Chanukah, it's Achnasai Chayab in Nir Chanukah. It's a din in the bayis. As Rav Soloveitchik used to say, you can't light Chanukah in someone else's house because it's a din of the Gemara is telling me a halachic thing. It wasn't just like practically speaking. So in general, that's how the Briskas look at it. And therefore, it's not merely not eating, but in order to have a chalo shame tainus, you have to be mechuyev in the tainus as well. And hence, he said you can't get an aliyah on mincha, whether it was Asar B'Tavis, Yud Zayin Tamas, whatever the fast day was, because once you're not together, if, I guess he viewed him as a cholish she'ein bo sakana, and therefore you're not bechlal the tainus, even if you aren't eating, you can't get an aliyah.